Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is there any women out there that are playing fantasy football? 855-444-MEGA. I want to know if there's any women out there that are into fantasy football, because football is back. 855-444-6342. Of all the things Hannah's done in her life, I have never been more proud. Hannah has finally caved. She is in a fantasy football league. Welcome, Hannah.
Yay.
It's going to change your life. Your life has changed after tonight.
I don't think I'm going to be invested in this at all.
No, you're going to be locked in.
No, I don't think I am.
Okay, first off, fantasy football is the greatest thing that's ever been created. We love fantasy football. So one of the things that I love to do, it's probably one of my favorite hobbies, is to play fantasy football, the group of people. But you don't usually see a lot of women in the leagues. There's a lot of times like they're just guys. Is any women out there playing fantasy football, or anyone in a all-women's league? Because Hannah told me you were going to do fantasy football, and I thought, okay, that's funny. You won't be invested. But you're in a league with all women. It's all women's league.
Yeah, I am in a league with all women. There's a group chat. It was like we put money in this thing.
How much?
I think it was $20. I don't know.
She still hasn't paid, probably.
No, I did. We've had just like a lot of conversations about it, and I'm this is just so unfamiliar to me. This is like uncharted waters.
You're getting roped in. There's a group chat. You got money on the line. You got a team. What's the league called? You said it's inappropriate, so
yeah,
be careful.
I wouldn't get canceled for this. Our all women's league is called Tutties and TDs.
That's hilarious. That not only do you have an all-women fantasy football league, but it's like this risque.
Like naughty.
I know thing. That I'm going to get flamed in the group chat because one of the girls said like, oh, by the way, we have a secret celebrity in here. And so I'm sure they'll hear this and be like, oh my gosh, here we go.
What's your team name? Do you come
okay,
up with a
I'm really proud of my name. I didn't like ChatGPT anything. I made this up
she
myself.
Wants to brag about the name.
My name is... Here for the number four, here for the buff chick dip, because that's what I like about football.
All right.
The buffalo chicken dip.
Everyone, big reaction. I think she thought she was going to get right. A better reaction. No way. Best yeah. Name ever.
It's a little long. I think if you said here for the dip.
Or like, you know, chick dip, because yeah. You're like in a chicken
yes.
Dip league.
And you're a chick. Yeah.
Other names, Kelsey's Kingdom.
People are in the league?
To Infinity and Behan. All to Allen, give it to me, baby.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Look at you guys. Look at this.
Ball Too Well.
Ball Too Well is one of yeah. The team names in my league, yeah. Too. That's so funny.
Nickelodeon Slime Time. Kirk Your Enthusiasm.
Wow. Your league is real.
Yeah.
My wife played in a fantasy football league one time. One time only. At the last second on the group chat, I had won this fantasy football league like three times in a row. I was dominating this league. The group chat texted and said, hey, a guy dropped out last second. We're supposed to do the draft today. We're either going to have to cancel like league, or does anyone have an extra guy? And my wife and I were road tripping, and I saw the text and was like, well, I love this league. I've won it 3 times. Do you want to do it? And she was like, well, are you going to tell people your wife's joining? I was like, no, you'll make me look bad.
Oh, my God.
So she faked it. So she, I go, I got a guy. His name is Brad. He'll join the league.
I would be so offended.
She, oh, my God. So she joins the league. She drafts the league as Brad. Guys, she won the league.
No way.
Wow. She got first place. Brad won the league. The next 2 years, I was not invited. I haven't been invited since.
Your friend Brad?
Because of Brad. Brad ruined it for me. I never got invited back to the league. They kicked me out of the league. I think they might have thought I was running both teams, and so I was cheating. Or they knew that Brad was my wife, They didn't want want the women dominating the league. I don't know. I think these men were sexist.
Katie is like, she's the man of fantasy football.
She's the man.
Amanda Bynes. I did fantasy football one time.
You did,
what?
Amy?
What?
And it was with my boyfriend at the time, his whole family, and me. And then he broke up with me a couple weeks into it. So then I just kept getting notifications for weeks and weeks and weeks.
So you hate fantasy.
Is a trigger for me.
Wow, all right.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sorry to bring it up.
Do you remember your name by chance?
No idea.
Heartbroken. She changed her to the league. You suck. Okay, if there's a woman out there that likes fantasy football, and if there's any way there's another league out there other than Hannah's, because I don't know that there's probably very many leagues out there like Hannah's that are all women's league, 855-444-MEGA. Give us a call if you do fantasy football. 855-444-6342. I am so proud of Hannah. She has joined a fantasy football league. Welcome to the club, Hannah. It's going to change your life. Your life will never be the same after today because football is back and Hannah is in a fantasy football league. Is there any women out there who are in a fantasy football league? And I cannot believe this. Hannah's in an all-woman's fantasy football league. When you told me you were doing fantasy football, I thought you joined a league with your boyfriend because you got a new boyfriend. And he's like, let me have my girlfriend in the league.
I don't even think that would be fun.
To be in with a boyfriend?
Because he's so competitive and I'm so competitive that I think that would make us argue in real life.
So you've got an all-fantasy football league with women, and you don't think that will be any drama?
No, this is just like girlies having fun.
855-444.
And my boyfriend helped me, so I don't think he would have helped me if we were on the same league.
Oh, you think he would have taken it like super seriously?
Yes.
855-444-6342. Were you supposed to get help? I don't think your league is going to be happy with that. It's probably breaking the rules.
I was had my fingers crossed.
Jan, you do fantasy football?
I do.
Are you in a league with men, women? Who's in this league?
It's our whole family. So the team is called Fantasy Food Fights, and all the teams have to have food names like Burnt End Zone.
Hilarious!
I love it!
Super clever.
I'm the Strawberry Sundays. But the first thing I learned is fantasy football is a huge time suck, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So my goal is to come in last, which somebody has to do it, and I do it with grace. So I pick my names according to how I like the name, what team they were from. Maybe they went to high school somewhere I like. So when I accidentally win, it makes everybody bonkers.
Oh, my God.
That's how I kind of was. Like,
Thank you so
much
for the
call.
There's
all these positions you're supposed to pick first and whatever. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just care about, their name, if it's fun or not.
You know how I know Hannah is lying? Hannah's trying to act cool right now. Like, I don't even care about fantasy football. If you don't care, then you wouldn't have had your boyfriend help. You brought in
a
ringer. You brought in a ringer.
He stayed on the phone with me for like 2 hours.
I was gonna say, not only did she go, oh, who's a couple of players, and she jotted it down so she didn't look like an idiot. No, she brought in a ringer, had an earpiece in, who was giving her tips and telling her to dress.
We actually screen, like, he asked if I could screen share with him.
Yeah, so you're lying. I don't care. It's no big deal. Screen sharing, earpieces in. You guys are working in disguise all to win this league. Hannah's so competitive.
I care. I am very competitive. Yes. Yeah, right. I am very competitive, but I haven't cared yet.
Well, because the season just started.
Yeah. We'll see how I am by Super Bowl.
Marcy, you're in a fantasy football league?
Yes, it is all girls. They've been doing it for about 5 years. I've been doing it for about 3. We have very strict rules that you can get help from men, but they cannot actually do anything on your phone. They can look and provide words, but no.
That's hilarious. Funny. This is so funny. Okay. Did you get any help? Did anyone in your life help you?
No. So my husband usually tries, but I don't listen to him, and then he gets mad at me.
Go figure. Okay.
Well, but this year we just did our draft Sunday, and I actually came the most prepared I've ever been, and he was actually out of town, so couldn't help me.
Wow. See, Hannah, this is going to be you year 3. You're just like, casual. Yeah. Then you're like, I came the most prepared I've ever been. Hannah's going to have a book, a magazine.
Well, usually ends up being your worst season when you come prepared.
What is your league name, and what is your team name?
It is Suck R T D's.
Okay.
Very touchdowns. FCC appropriate.
Okay. Wow.
I still need to come up with my team name, but I have Brock Bowers and Brock Purdy, so I'm thinking like
new kids on the Brock.
Like a Brock star.
Yeah.
No, the
Brock
summer I turned Purdy.
Oh,
the summer I turned Purdy is right there.
Purdy like a Brock star. Yeah, there's so many good ones. Yeah,
like a Rock star. I like Rocky or Brody.
That's what I do too.
Okay. There you go. One. Boom. Team name. All right. Let us know if you guys win, okay?
I will.
All right. Now Hannah's locked in. Fantasy
Rock
football.
Rock your body.
Yeah.
What did I say? Rocky?
You're Brocked in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.